on News Radio 92.3. Who let the dogs out? I don't know. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, pep talks, Pensacola expert panel with Meg. And again, it's Frisky Friday, and we have our friends from the Santa Rosa Animal Shelter here. They are here with Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Mike Tarver and Brittany Ellers. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yep.
So good morning to y'all. I'm so happy that you're here. I wasn't sure who was coming in this morning with our Frisky Friday, and I thought, well, maybe the rain's going to keep them away. And I had talked to a couple of our other shelters in the area and rescues who said to me they were all so busy right now that they couldn't take the time to come in and be on the show. Oh, yeah. So I was a little nervous. I thought, gosh, I wonder if I know how busy y'all are.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me what's happening now. I know you just came out of the holidays, and we've got weather and cold. What's going on up in Santa Rosa County in the shelter?
The holidays was a big time for us. We had our very successful short-term foster program, Home for the Holidays, that just got wrapped up a couple days ago this week. So great, great news there. We had a total of 32 fosters.
Wow.
Over the course of a couple weeks during Thanksgiving through, you know, the beginning of December, and then like over Christmas, people, you know, signed up to foster. So that was a huge amount of dogs that we were able to get out of the shelter and decompress for a little bit.
Yeah.
And get to know their personalities a little bit with their foster families. But then we also had 8 foster fails. So 8 dogs got adopted throughout that process.
So the foster fail when they get adopted?
It's a fail. It's called a foster fail when you fail to give them back to us.
It should be a foster win. Not a foster fail. Yeah, it should be a win.
But
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great program. I got to give a shout out to Tara and Samantha at the shelter. They just did an amazing job connecting people with a dog that would be the best suit for them and their families and their homes, as well as just promoting the program in general. And it's extremely successful. I think last year, too, it was kind of a lower. We only had maybe like 7 or 8 dogs that went out for foster. But this year, it's just been huge.
We
had an initial goal of 20 dogs to send out to foster, and we got 32. So
that's
that was
amazing.
Just a huge accomplishment on their end and stuff. So
are y'all still? I know during the holidays you were letting people take the dog out for like the day. Are you still doing that program? Because that's something I think is so awesome.
Yeah, Doggy Day Out is the
name
of that program.
That's it. Doggy Day Out.
Yeah, that's an ongoing thing all the time.
Talk about that. How does someone do that?
Because that's great because there's a little bit less kind of even
commitment
to do it and stuff that you have to do. So you can just walk in at any time during the day, fill out a quick form, and take the dog out for the day. You know, you could take him, get a pup cup or whatever, take him to the park, do some, you know, socialization and stuff, whatever you need to do for a few hours for the whole day, bring him back at the end of the day, and then they just get some time out to go play and stuff like that. Because we have a super dedicated group of volunteers that come and do dog walking and stuff, but they have to rotate through all of our dogs at the shelter, so not every dog gets to go out necessarily every day, you know, and get some exercise and stuff. Do you have the numbers of?
I was going to say, how many animals do you have now?
So currently in our care, we have a total of 194 dogs. However,
no, you don't.
Not all of them are in the shelter. Well, we have 139 cats in our care.
And 190 dogs?
Yeah, so in total, it's over 300 animals
that the shelter
is caring for, yeah.
And for context, we have 70 kennels.
Yep.
At the shelter.
Yeah.
So that means there's dogs in offices, there's dogs in the lobby, there's a ton of dogs out at foster in different foster care that we have repeat fosters and stuff.
So currently we have 87 dogs on site at the shelter.
Wow.
So that's 17 dogs over what we can really have the capacity to care for. With cats, they move a lot quicker. I guess people feel like cats are a little less of a commitment, so we're able to adopt those out a lot quicker. Plus, we have a partnership with PetSmart and Pace.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our cats stay there and get adopted from the PetSmart and Pace. But yeah, we have a ton of animals in our care. And 52 of those dogs are adoptable right now.
52?
Yes, we have 52.
Wow.
Dogs available for adoption right now that are at the shelter ready to go to somebody who would love them. So
okay, well, I know you had a couple things that you wanted to really touch on today, so why don't we start with your list?
Well, the first thing we got a great adoption event. Brittany mentioned PetSmart. We have a great adoption event tomorrow at PetSmart and Pace from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that'll be actually an indoor event, so they'll be able to be there whether or not the weather is a little inclement or whatever, but they'll be out there for a few hours, and it's great because people love to go and interact with the the dogs and the cats, whatever that we have there. So it's always a great recurring kind of event that we have. And so, yeah, that's just a great opportunity.
Yeah, for that. We bring our foster dogs to that. That's a lot of our younger dogs and dogs who haven't been in the shelter. So they're a little more well-behaved in public and a little easier to adopt out than maybe some of the dogs who are longer term at the shelter.
Yeah, and it's great just to stop by and say hello to them too, because you can go and talk to people and learn about our foster pro. You don't have to just go to the adoption event just to adopt a dog. You can go to learn about foster programs and learn about how you can volunteer and stuff like that. So stop by PetSmart tomorrow at 11 to 2 in Pace and just say hi.
And
to
where
our
in
folks.
Pace is that located?
That's like right off of 90 by
Highway 90 by Publix, yeah. Between Publix and Target.
Okay. See, I did that once. Big mistake. I mean, it was a win, but it was, I mean, I could say that was an outdoor event adoption fail, in your words.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Sometimes you see them in those little playpens and you're like, well, I gotta.
No. That was the end of it. I took that dog home with me.
Oh, yeah.
It followed me around. And we had like a big open pen and I was walking around and that little dog just kept following me around. I said, stop it. You're not going home with me.
Yep. Yeah. I lasted a whole 4 months, I think, in this job before I adopted from the shelter.
So. I foster failed 3 times.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, that's
three
right.
times.
Yeah. That's why the doggy day out's good for me because I'll get my little fix to be with the puppy. But at the same time, I'm not in a position right now to adopt. So that's
it really is. And people, adoptions are phenomenal. Right. You know, we love adoptions, but people kind of forget about how much they can help the shelter through fostering and through volunteering like that. Just a short, any amount of time that we can get the dogs out of the shelter is great, because shelter environment is not designed for dogs to stay there long term. And it's just supposed to be a transitionary period for dogs that come from, you know, stray situations or from different cases to find new homes. So the more we can get them out of the shelter, the better.
Well, that's a great thing. And one of the things that I admire about John is you are a no-kill shelter.
No-kill shelter,
which is why you have 300 animals, right?
Yes.
So, you know, hats off to you for making that extra effort and helping to find homes for these animals, especially right now with this weather and the current conditions out there.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of stray animals being posted on Facebook, that kind of thing. All of the rescues that I've talked to are at maximum capacity.
Yeah.
So this is a tough time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really, we can talk more about that too, but it's a nationwide issue. You know, everybody is full as far as rescues and shelters go.
All right. Well, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and I have experts here from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We're going to be back right after the break to talk a little bit more about how you can help with this current crisis with our dogs and cats who need our help. We'll be right back on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This Frisky Friday, we have our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter here this morning. We've got Michael and Brittany with us. So you had some numbers for us. You wanted to kind of clarify a few things about all that you're doing right now in this area to rescue our animals.
Yeah, we have our 2024, what we call our outcomes number. So a lot of people don't realize that even though we're designated as a no-kill shelter, which is amazing,
right?
Our staff has to do a ton of stuff. That's why you said earlier, we're always full. We have to figure out how to find homes for any animal that we have a case out to. So our animal control goes to a case to. So we have to find those homes. So we operate very similar to a rescue, but we still have to go to these different cases that are called out. So we had, in 2024, we had 1,584 adoptions.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That is amazing.
We had 190 animals transferred out to different locations, like different rescues and stuff. We work with probably over 100 different rescues across the country.
Wow.
We had 226 animals returned to owner. And
They were just strays that just got away.
They just got away, and we were able to reconnect them with their families and stuff. And then we also do what we call community cats days, where people bring in feral cats,
right,
and we spay and neuter them and make sure they have vaccines and stuff, and then return them to the field to help with the population issue that's going on. So these are all wild cats that are, you know, perfectly happy out in the field, but we just make sure that's a way that they're not overpopulating.
So we had
476 different animals that we returned to field. Most of those are cats.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But most people don't realize, too, I got a list here of the different animals that we had at the shelter throughout the year. most people just think cats and dogs, and that is the majority of what we had. But we had birds, chickens, raccoons, fish, gerbils, guinea pigs, hamsters, hedgehogs, lizards, mice, pigs, rabbits, rats, snakes, and one hermit crab in 2024.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute, back up.
Yeah.
There's got to be a story around that hermit
crab. You know what? I'll have to bring that next time. People have asked me. I'm still digging on the hermit crab story. But a lot of times what happens is, you know, especially if there's like some sort of criminal case or something.
Right.
If there's a criminal case going on, somebody gets arrested, and our sheriff's office, police department calls us if there's an animal there.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and they go pick up the animals, and then we'll have to figure out what we do with them. You know, we had a couple cases with some chickens and stuff like that. So at one point we had like 20 or 30 different chickens or something
there.
We've had a few pigs throughout the year.
I think there was a pig a couple of weeks ago that got loose on 110 or I-10
recently.
Yep,
and then we got one. There was one there's been a couple that have been roaming around in different communities, and we pick them up. And one of those I think was a return owner. But one of them we found a family for, and they were interested in having a pig. So they got the pig.
The movie Babe might have something to do with that, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You're listening to Pep Talk. We're talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. If you do have a question, 850-437-1620. 1,500 animals fostered. That's what? Over 100 a month.
1,584 adoptions.
So over 100 a month. It's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Hats off.
Great numbers there.
And that's also when you were talking about strays and people turning in the dogs. So important to get your animal microchipped.
Yeah, yes. Microchipped. Spay and neuter and microchip.
Yes.
Is a huge thing. So there has been a lot of instances of just kind of irresponsible breeding and stuff like that. Or just people, you know, dogs get out.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens, and they get back home, but they've gone out and, you know.
Been busy?
Yeah, they've been busy. So that does not help with the population issue and with strays and stuff. And we have a ton of times where we have kittens. We'll take in neonate kittens to try to get them adopted, but they're just in, you know, huge, huge groups of kittens. So
I had
spay
no
and
idea.
Neuter microchip, yeah.
I had no idea that you did the spaying for feral.
Yeah.
Feral cats. That's so smart.
We've done, it's an amazing thing to see too, because our community engages with that in such a huge way. Mm-hmm. And then our vet, when we've had a vet there that's come in, done the surgeries, they'll do like 50 surgeries in a day.
Golly.
30 to 50 surgeries in a day.
Wow.
And we'll be able to return those. And that really helps, because cats just reproduce like crazy. So that helps in the whole thing. But, you know, adoption fees are usually around $25 at the shelter. There's all kinds of different things where we'll reduce them to free adoptions or down to $10 or something like that, based on what program we got going on. But hundreds of dollars are put into each animal that comes to the shelter. Every animal is make sure they're spayed and neutered. Every animal gets all their vaccines. Every animal gets a microchip at a base level. So if you try to go do that at a private vet, that could be upwards of $700, $900, something like that. But that's just baseline. So if we have a sick animal that comes in or something like that, we're going to get a vet to be able to take care of it and stuff. So where
does all this money come from to take
that's
care of all this?
That's an excellent question. An excellent question. So we have a pretty dedicated staff that works a lot with agencies like Bissell Pet Foundation. And so we do a lot of grant funding. Mm-hmm. We don't have a ton of just dedicated county funds for the animal shelter. I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of a money pit. You know, you're sinking money into these animals, and you're not really making that money back from the adoption fees. But the most important thing for the shelter is to find these animals the right home so that we get them off the street and they're not coming back to us.
Right.
So there are a lot of great partner agencies nationwide that work with providing grants and stuff like that. That's how we do our community cat stays, actually. And a lot of people get frustrated because we can only do a limited number of cats and we can only do them certain times of year. But that's because that's when we have the money from our partners to be able to provide those additional surgeries for the cats. So,
Big shout out to the Bissell Pet Foundation.
For sure.
They basically sponsor for a vet to do that. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and all the services they provide. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back. You're listening to Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. This is Meg. I'm here with Michael and Brittany, who are with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Got just a few minutes left. So let's talk about some of the things that you would love to have for your support, what you're doing.
Yeah, real quick. We have an adoption event tomorrow at PetSmart and Pace, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But if you want to give in any way to the shelter, you can go on our website, santarosa.fl.gov/animals. There's a give tab. where you can give monetarily or you can donate. Usually I post every week a Amazon wish list that you can post or you can
donate. Oh, that's
donate
a great
through,
idea.
Yeah, through Amazon.
And you can get it shipped directly to the shelter.
Oh, that's right. A great idea. Yeah.
But a huge thing we need is people to just give a little bit of time, you know, whether it's volunteering, walking dogs. That's what's great about the shelter is you can volunteer just to do laundry there because we have a lot of laundry that, you know, happens with the
different
animals.
Oh, I guess so. Sure.
You can do cleaning. You can do clerical work, stuff like that. They need all kinds of different types of volunteers of mm-hmm. all different ages. So if you want to do that, that's a huge way to give back to the shelter. And then fostering. Fostering mm-hmm. for any amount of time, whether it's a doggy day out like we talked about, just taking a dog for the day, or if you want to be a long-term foster or a repeat foster, you can adopt or you don't want to adopt, but you want to help and just be a repeat foster. We have people that do that all the time. You know, people that work with neonate kittens down to one big kind of senior dog, you know, that they like to just hang out and chill with. So there's all kinds of ways that you can give to the shelter outside of adoptions. We love people who come in and want to get a new animal and adopt, but there's all kinds of stuff that just keeps us going week to week outside of that, that you can give your time and your...
And I'm guessing with this kind of weather, you're seeing more of the strays coming in and you're seeing more dogs that you have to take care of, right?
It's pretty steady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah. pretty consistent.
Okay. I was wrong.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the biggest need is fosters. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah,
fosters. Is always, probably always our biggest need.
And volunteers, yeah. for sure, to... I mean, just to get the dogs out for just a couple of minutes for walking. And it does take time. You know, we like to train people on that. Mm-hmm. We don't want just anybody walking all the dogs because some of the dogs are very special. But you know, whatever you can provide time-wise, we would be greatly appreciative of. Yep. And we'll take all skill sets.
And we'll okay. set you up. We'll all give right. you everything you need to foster.
And so. A t-shirt, dude. A t-shirt.
What, you took you this long to mention the t-shirt?
Yeah. You get a volunteer t-shirt if you sign up to volunteer. Yeah.
All right. We've run out of time. So how can they reach you? If I wanted to help out, where do I need to go?
You can call us at 850-983-4680 or just go to our website, santarosa.fl.gov/animals. There's everything there that you can learn what you need to do.
Thank you so much to Michael and Brittany for coming in on a rainy Friday to talk about how we can save our animals in Santa Rosa County. This is Pep Talk. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay dry. We'll see you on Monday.